on today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix. When you repeatedly think something, you're strengthening a pathway in your brain, making it easier to fall into that thought pattern in the future. Positive affirmations create a new path, and with practice, your brain defaults to that path if you take it often enough. That means over time, the positive thoughts and feelings become natural. And research shows practicing positive affirmations has a long list of benefits. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 5 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Now let's dive into today's episode. Your thoughts are powerful. So are the words that you say out loud about yourself. Your body believes what you tell it, and it responds accordingly. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how strong that connection is between your words and the way your body responds. And then I'm going to share how you can use that information to your advantage. By the end of the episode, you'll have a strategy that you can start using right now that could change your life. But don't just take my word for it. I'll give you an experiment to try, and then you can see for yourself. I used to teach a college psychology class, and every semester I'd get the students to do this as a way to show them how powerful their mind is. Here's how it works. Find a partner who will give you a couple of minutes of their time to do this experiment. It's tough to do it on yourself, but you can see how it works on someone else. I tried it with my podcast producer a few days ago. Assure the person that it's a quick experiment and you aren't going to do anything that will hurt them. Tell them to hold their arm out to the side so it's parallel to the floor. And on the count of 3, you're going to push their arm down. Their job is to resist and not let you push it down. Count to 3 and push down firmly, but don't push too hard. They'll most likely be able to resist pretty easily. Then, have them relax for a minute and tell them to say this phrase out loud 10 times. I'm a weak and worthless person. Your job is to keep track of each time they say it, so you can let them know once they get to 10. Count on your fingers so that they can see, but you probably don't want to make too much eye contact as they're repeating this phrase because it gets kind of awkward and people start laughing. When they get to 10, I'm a weak and worthless person, I'm a weak and worthless person, have them put their arm back out to the side, just like before, and tell them that on the count of 3, you're going to push their arm down, and they're going to resist. This time, though, you'll probably be able to push it down pretty easily because they've just told their body that they're weak, and their body believed it. But we don't want to leave them that way, so have them repeat the phrase, I'm a strong and worthwhile person, 10 times. And again, count for them while they do it. Count to 10. When they're done, have them put their arm back out to their side one more time and resist while you push down on it. When you push down on their arm this time, you'll most likely find that they can resist you pretty easily again. That exercise only takes a couple of minutes to do, but it will show you just how powerful your words are, even to your own body. According to cognitive neuroscientists, 95% of brain activity is beyond our conscious awareness. That means our daily experiences are really just affected by our unconscious beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors. If you want to change your life, you can shift those unconscious experiences. One way to do that is by what we just did. Use positive statements about yourself proactively in your everyday life. To be clear, I don't believe that you'll change everything with positive thinking. No matter how many times I think I'm a tall person, I'm probably not going to grow any inches at this point in my life. And thinking I'm going to win the lottery isn't going to make me more likely to actually win the lottery. I see a lot of people talking about manifesting kind of magical things to happen. None of that is rooted in science. What I'm talking about today is how your thoughts influence your actions and your body's response. And it's those actions that lead to change. With that said, though, you can do some pretty impressive stuff with your brain. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit a million dollars stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mentallystronger. Take a minute and think about all the things you say to yourself throughout the day. If you're constantly saying things like, I'm stupid, I'm awkward, I'm boring, I can't do anything right, I look awful, imagine how that affects your body. Knowing that just a few minutes ago, you saw somebody do this who it really affected their strength. The words you say and the words you think affect your body language too, which influences how other people respond to you. It also affects your behavior. If you believe you aren't good enough, you're probably not going to try and tackle new challenges. And you might be thinking, yeah, but I'm just kidding. When I say things like I'm stupid, I don't mean it. But your body doesn't know that you're joking. Your words influence your body. Think about that experiment. I just gave you a phrase to say out loud. The subject who you had repeat it didn't even come up with that phrase themselves. So it's not something that they necessarily believe deep down in their core. But repeating it 10 times probably made their body respond. When I did this experiment with my producer, we were laughing a little bit and he said he knew I was going to do some sort of weird psychological experiment on him. But even though he was laughing, it still worked. A positive affirmation, a phrase that you repeat that reminds you of something positive, can have a powerful effect on you. Here are just some of the benefits that researchers have found. There's MRI evidence suggesting that certain neural pathways are increased when people practice positive affirmations. The human brain is made up of billions of neurons, which are cells that send messages between different regions of the brain. When you think, neurons fire electrical impulses along pathways in your brain. Just like there might be a well-worn path through the grass that could be a shortcut through the middle of a field, the paths in your brain become a shortcut too. So when you repeatedly think something, you strengthen that pathway in your brain, which makes it easier to fall into that thought pattern in the future. Positive affirmations create a new path, and with practice, your brain defaults to that path if you take it often enough. What that means is, over time, the positive thoughts and feelings become more natural. And research shows practicing positive affirmations has a really long list of benefits. For example, repeating something positive reduces stress, reduces rumination, which is that tendency to think about the same thing over and over again, and it reduces the negative effects that stress has on your health. Positive affirmations are also linked to better performance, especially under pressure. So an athlete who's able to say something positive out on the court or on the field will likely outperform everyone else. Positive affirmations are even linked to higher grades in college students. They can increase the chances that you'll change a behavior and that you'll be less defensive when you get negative feedback as well. It increases the chances that you'll take positive action when you learn that one of your habits isn't healthy. So if you just learned that a food that you eat often isn't good for you, you're more likely to change your behavior if you practice positive affirmations. Overall, they're definitely linked to better psychological well-being and reduced anxiety, which is why we often use positive affirmations as a tool in the therapy office. So how do you use this idea that saying something positive can turn into an advantage in your life? What you can do is create an affirmation that you're going to repeat to yourself 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night, preferably while you're looking at yourself in the mirror. I know staring into the mirror and talking to yourself sounds pretty cheesy, and if it's not something that you're used to doing, it feels really awkward and uncomfortable too. But there's something about doing that that makes this exercise even more powerful. The trick, though, is to pick an affirmation that isn't too far-fetched. You want to avoid things that cause you to think that you're perfect or that you're exceptional. Instead, use ones that show you're a competent and adequate person and that you're saying something that's in line with something that you personally value. The reason for this is if you say something that doesn't feel realistic, like if you stare at yourself and you're saying, "I'm the smartest and most beautiful human being on the planet," and you struggle with both feeling like you're smart and the most attractive human, it's not going to help. In fact, research shows that if there's a huge discrepancy between the way that you see yourself and the way you're trying to see yourself, you might actually feel worse. You might feel bad that you can't feel as positive as you think you should feel. So make sure that your affirmation is something that you believe that you're capable of eventually believing. And make it present tense because you want to focus on the here and now. So rather than say, "I've done great things in my life," try saying, "I'm a worthy person." Here's some more examples of affirmations that you might try. "I'm mentally strong enough to get through this." "I'm in charge of how I think." "I'm good enough." "I'm fine with who I am, and I love who I'm becoming." "I'm a worthy person." You can borrow one of those or create your own. But whatever it is that you pick, repeat that statement twice a day in front of a mirror if you can. If saying out loud, though, does feel too awkward, try writing it down in a journal. Write it down 10 times, 2 times a day. Try it just for 1 week. It won't cost you anything. It only takes a couple minutes of your time, and it's a great experiment. A good way to remember to do it is to pair it with something else. Like you might pair it with brushing your teeth in the morning and hopefully again at night. That way you won't forget to do it. Just watch what happens. If you do it consistently for a long period of time, you can literally rewire the pathways in your brain. And over time, more positive thoughts happen much more naturally. So consider this a simple experiment that has the power to change your life. But you won't know until you try. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to Mentally Stronger. If you know somebody who could benefit from learning more about mental strength, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link could help someone feel better and grow stronger. Make sure to subscribe to our show so that you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. And if you want even more bonus content, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. You'll get exclusive episodes and access to the private Mentally Stronger community. I've been answering your questions lately about everything from pornography addiction, affairs and depression, to holiday family issues. And I'd love to answer your questions too. To subscribe, just click on the link in the show notes. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who's a strong and worthwhile person, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark, Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.